Now, no one loves an icon like Colin Bissett. And yes, a new mini-series from Colin, Icons of Lightness. This week, The Airship.
There's something surreal about an airship. That something so enormous and so flammable was used to transport so few. And yet the idea is almost rational. The Montgolfier brothers kicked off the ballooning craze in 1783 when they lifted off from the centre of Paris in the world's first hot air balloon. In 1852, Henri Giffard built a cigar-shaped balloon with a basket slung below that was fitted with a steam-driven propeller, meaning he could steer 27 kilometres across the roofs of Paris. But it was a German, Ferdinand Graf von Zeppelin, who dreamed up the idea of a proper airship with a rigid and lightweight aluminium framework covered with fabric that contained compartments filled with gas. Hydrogen was used as helium was difficult to source, and much work went into ensuring there would be no leaks. The concept evolved quickly. The first Zeppelin took to the air in 1900 for a short flight of only 18 minutes. 8 years later, a Zeppelin could stay up for over 11 hours. In World War I, they were used as bombers, creating havoc in Paris and London. But in peacetime, they became popular as passenger transport and required cutting-edge reinforced concrete hangars. The American Navy copied the wartime Zeppelins, but when its flagship Shenandoah crashed and killed its crew in 1925, they abandoned the technology. Similarly, the British saw them as a solution for transporting passengers to their faraway colonies. But when the R101 crashed in France in 1930 on its maiden voyage to India, killing 48 crew and passengers, the service was shelved. The framework was usually the issue, with its tendency to flex when subjected to strong gusts of wind and sudden movements. The Zeppelins continued, though, and both the Hindenburg and the Graf Zeppelin crossed the Atlantic to America and Brazil in half the time it would take a ship. Accommodation was luxurious, completely enclosed within the structure, with large windows enabling views over the passing countryside. There were cabins with bunks, a restaurant for 60 diners, and even a smoking room with an aluminium piano for sing-songs. The Hindenburg's famous final moments, filmed as it attempted to moor at Lakehurst, New Jersey in 1937, spelled the end for these gentle giants. It's likely a spark ignited leaking gas, and within a minute, the Leviathan was reduced to a smouldering skeleton, killing 35 passengers and crew. An emotional reporter cried out at the inferno, "Oh, the humanity!" Commercial flights stopped immediately, and their routes were taken over by new long-range passenger aeroplanes. Air travel moved on. While planes have gone from strength to strength, the airship remains an oddity, too fragile, overly sensitive to weather, despite many attempts to create newer, larger, safer versions. And so that surreal quality lives on.
Colin Bissett, getting rather dirigible. All Colin's icons are gathered together on the ABC Listen app or the blueprint page of the RN website.